the expression, the hidden life of Jesus, we must make sure we understand over the centuries and correctly the great scholars and saints of the church have spoken of Christ's hidden life in obscurity, away from the public. However, the real reason why Jesus lived a hidden life, there are always two meanings to everything in Scripture. Always two meanings. The literal meaning and the mystical meaning. The mystical meaning, of course, was to teach us in all generations until the end of time to live in humility and avoid publicity. But the literal meaning of Christ's hidden life was he was in hiding. No sooner was Jesus born than Herod wanted to kill him. In other words, Jesus lived the hidden life for 30 years in order to be able to reach, well, mature manhood and then preach the gospel. And then, of course, he survived 3 years. And he would have been killed long, long before had he not been in hiding. I will say more than I think my words may imply. Christ knew, and he's teaching us, the world of his day and the world of our day does not want what God became man to teach the world, namely the truth. The world hear it. The world hates the truth. And the verb is hates the truth. Christ, therefore, lived in hiding for 30 years because he knew, he foresaw, and as soon as he began proclaiming to the world who he was and what he wanted the world to do, in his own native town of Nazareth, who remembers, he went to the synagogue, opened the scroll, and read from Isaiah about the forthcoming Messiah, put down the scroll. I'm sure he smiled, not the people, and said, "My fellow Nazarenes, you'll never guess, but I've just read about the Messiah is being fulfilled before your eyes. Is this fellow townsman of ours? We've seen him as a boy we've bought some of the, well, furniture that Jesus made along with Joseph. What's he saying? Is he saying that he's the Messiah? He remembers what happened. The men got up, picked up Jesus. He wouldn't even know that Nazareth was on the hill. And they picked him up, going to throw him over the hill. That was the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. I keep repeating, 50 years in the priesthood. And I'm saying this from the depth of my heart. In the name of God, you missionaries of charity, never, never be ashamed, never be afraid to proclaim Jesus Christ to everyone. Do you hear me? Everyone. And they kill you for doing it? Thank God. When Saint Paul proclaimed Christ, was he saying something that was contrary, first of all, to the Jewish thinking? When for 300 years Christ was proclaimed to the people of the Roman Empire, was proclaiming and teaching Christianity contrary to Roman law. Absolutely. It was illegal. Remember, it was illegal. In the early church, the phrase was coined, the Latin I'm sure you've heard, sanguis martyrum, semen Christianorum. The blood of martyrs is the seed of Christians. That's the way the church grows. We need blood. Except for Christ's blood on Calvary, there would not have been a redemption. How I like to say this. The Jesuits, and by that time the Society of Jesus was formed, and they came to what is now the United States and Canada, and they proclaimed Christianity. What happened to them? They were killed. As long as I live, I'll never forget one reason I'm a Jesuit. When, as a youngster, I read where one of the Jesuit missionaries, and they were Indians. Hear it? Indians. See, there are two kinds of Indians. You know that, don't you? The real Indians in India and the pseudo-Indians in North and South America. And he was butchered